There are some people, they're great life coaches, teachers we call them, and they can add so much value to our lives. But even these gifted teachers have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at pain from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships. Of the personality types that God talks about through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament, I think that the teacher is one of the most misunderstood. Let's have a listen to those personality types again. They're called motivational giftings in the Bible, or we'd call them today, as I said, personality types. Just like one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we who are many are one in the body of Christ, and individually we're members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace God's given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. See, each one of the different personality types, and the teacher is one of them. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about pain relief for the soul. This idea that we're each prone to some form of weakness or immaturity that we're naturally predisposed to, and it's that immaturity that causes much of the pain in our lives. And to get over it, we need to grow up. We need to stop living over and over and over again through the pain that comes from our immature state and grow up and live as mature people. And this is no different for this personality type, the teacher. So I'm joined again by my good friend and co-author, Mr. Keith Henry. Keith, welcome to the program.
Pleasure, Bernie.
Got to tell you, the phone always runs hot when you're on. People obviously really relate to what you're saying.
Thanks, Bernie.
The teacher. How does someone know if they are the teacher?
Well, the word teacher puts most people off that everybody says we're not a teacher.
I'm not a lecturer or a teacher at school or anything.
No. What it is, it's everybody's friend. You know, think of a Labrador dog. You know, okay. Everybody's friend. That's the teacher because they find it easy to get alongside with people. They're non-judgmental. They're easygoing. And so they're everybody's friend. And people come to them and look to them and open up to them. And so they can teach them and actually help them through life.
I really relate to that because Max, who works in the studio here with me, he's the teacher, and Max and I have recorded, I guess, thousands of radio programs together.
Yes.
And in the beginning when I started out, he was the guy that'd come on in my headphones and say, come on, Bernie, you can do better and this and that. And in years of doing this, he's like the same yesterday, today and forever. I don't think we've ever had a cross word. He's so easy to get on with.
Well, they are. They're non-judgmental. They're here to help you. And that's
I thought it was because I was a fantastic guy.
Yes. But they are everybody's friend. They're like the quiet encourager. We talked about the encourager yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And so they're like the quiet encourager.
And pull alongside next to you and a bit of a life coach type of person.
Life coach, but often they're not seen. The encourager is seen out in a party.
They're more flamboyant and stuff.
These are the ones that are sitting down, you know, and just having a one-on-one talk with somebody.
Okay. And I guess it's pretty obvious we all need someone like that. We all need a good friend. We all need someone to put alongside next to us.
We do. And the fact that they're non-judgmental, then you know, and they listen. An encourager wants to lead by let's have fun, but the teacher will just listen to you.
Okay, poor old Max does a lot of listening, don't you, Max? He's nodding his head, people. Okay, so exactly what's their immaturity? What causes their downfall? What causes the pain in their lives?
Because they are relaxed, it means they can do nothing sometimes, right?
Okay.
They become lethargic and they just like to, we say, have coffees with people and just have a chat.
I remember when I was an officer in the Army, each year we used to have annual confidential reports and they would circulate some of the funny things that had been said on people's confidential reports. And one of the funny comments was, this officer is so calm under pressure, we don't think he really cares. I mean, I guess that's what you're talking about. This person's so relaxed that they actually don't do anything.
Exactly. That's right. And that's the downside.
Okay. The procrastinators?
Procrastinators, yes, never get off their bottom, so to speak, to do things.
Now, we're not saying all teachers are like this, but this is their low point. This is the point of immaturity and weakness in that particular character type.
Certainly is. And also, it can be caused by anxiety. If people pressure them, you know, want them to do a lot of things they're not used to, or attack them in terms of being
aggressive,
domineering, whatever, they retreat into their shell. And they don't do anything.
See, it's fascinating how different this is, because I'm not a teacher. I'm on the other side of personality type as a leader. And under those same circumstances, my natural thing is to come out fighting.
Yes.
Not to withdraw, but to actually confront the issue. So we're each so different, both in our immaturities and in our maturities. So, okay, the teacher's great strength is the fact that he or she is like the same yesterday, today and forever.
Yes.
They're calm. They're peacemakers, I guess.
Yes, they are.
And so that's a strength, but they can fall down into this immaturity of just kind of sitting on the couch as a spiritual couch potato.
Exactly.
What's their upside? What's the upside of their character? What's the flip side of that coin?
They can be the quiet achievers.
Okay.
Which sounds amazing, really, but they are ones that if they set goals for themselves, mm-hmm. right? So they say, well, because they are slow starters, mm-hmm. so they have a goal, and the first one today, I've got to do this, mm-hmm. or go there, or whatever it is, they get started. Once they're started, they have great perseverance.
Yeah.
They will finish the job, right?
Yeah.
So they actually have to write down a goal or have somebody cue them that, you know, come on, we've got to do this today. And by doing that, they're great supporters of people.
Mm.
You know, they can really get beside, you know, a top achiever maybe, mm-hmm. and they can be their support role because they're coming along behind them, so to speak, and achieving a lot. But also in top sports people, for instance, Roger Federer, you know, I think he's a teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, so they can be competitive. You know, the achiever is competitive. So that's their high point. So if you go to the high point, you can be very competitive. But see how nice he is?
Yeah. He's a really nice guy, isn't he?
That's the teacher. That's so nice.
So this is how I feel about Max. I mean, Max, talk about persevering. We've been doing this for years, and he does it over and over and over again. And he does feel like my support. No one ever sees him. No one ever hears him.
No.
But behind the scenes, he's the support. He's a lot of strength without anybody ever really knowing.
Now, and often that is the way they like it. They like to be behind the scenes.
I shouldn't have told anyone, Max.
Yes, they like to be behind the scenes. They do not wish to be up front. But saying that, and you get somebody like Roger Federer, the tennis player, he has more extroverted something in him.
But there's still a gentleness and a quietness about him, isn't there, which is quite different to most of the other top tennis players on the planet.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So if you could say one thing to someone who is this teacher, everybody's friend, what would you say? How would you counsel them?
I'd say to learn to switch on their achieving mode, mm-hmm. to stop procrastinating, because they have a lot of trouble choosing what to do, right? So what they need to do is get started,
yep.
right? They need a button to start their engine each day.
Okay, just to start, and then they're good at keeping
then
going.
Right. Yes, then
and I
right.
guess that must be so much more satisfying for the teacher than kind of sitting there and never starting anything, never achieving anything.
It is, but also if you're married to one, or you have a child mm-hmm. who's one, or a friend who's one, they don't like confrontation.
Okay,
because that takes you're robbing them of their peace. What are they giving to you? Peace, comfort, enjoyment. You know, all the things they want to give to you, as soon as you confront them, you're taking away all that.
So we can help them by encouraging them rather than confronting them.
Exactly.
Keith, thank you so much for that. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at the carer, the next personality type.
More often than not, the pain we experience in life comes through our relationships. It's not easy being in a relationship with imperfect people, especially given how flawed we ourselves can be. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your relationships. Because His word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.